This is getting started on your homework. The chords you chose were C and G. You strummed whatever came natural to you, which was about here. And then you extracted what is the beat of that when your hand moves down. That is how fast you tap the metronome. We came out with a tempo of 130, and we tried it, and it worked pretty well. Your C chord was a little sloppy, so we took it down to 120, which is where we're at right now. We're also using the visual aid of the metronome. Not every metronome has this, but if it has like a different type of click or a different type of display on the one beat, then that's where you change your chord. In this case, it turns red. So, and then another important step. Before we began, you just got it in your blood, the tempo. You put the tempo in your blood by strumming silently and moving your hand. You can't see us right now while you're listening to this. But we're going ching, 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 ching with our hands. And we're also going to move the chords on each red click. So I'm going to C, and then a G, da, 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 C. And you have to do that all first, because otherwise you're just playing blindly. You have to internalize the metronome's groove. And then here we go, start. You're right on with it. You know you're right on with it. You could hear it. And of course, strumming quieter is important. If that guitar ends up being too loud, you just strum it on an unamplified electric guitar. You have to hear the metronome more than yourself, of course. Yes. Then, from there, you know you're comfortable at 120. You know you have it. And so you would go to 115 and also go to 125. Mm-hmm. You may spend the whole week on those two tempos. One may be easier than it. It may be harder to go slower. I think in your case, it will be harder to go slower. And once you get 115 and 125, then you try 110 and 130. You're building out from your comfort zone in both directions. And you're just keeping a log. I'm not saying you have to do a certain amount of tempos or whatever. I just want you to keep a log. Okay, I successfully did these tempos at C to G. Also, your tempos may change if you choose two different chords. So we didn't talk about that. You have C and G down at 120. Can you also do E minor and, you know, I wouldn't go crazy and do bar chords. Just do open chords. But E minor and A minor, can you equally do it as well? Okay, perfect. You just keep a log of all this. And you're going to build up and down. And just keep a log and report back.